Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1466, How to Relax Before Bed and Prepare for a Good Night's Sleep, Part 1, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we do this very same thing. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So as usual, I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. How to Relax Before Bed and Prepare for a Good Night's Sleep, Part 1, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. I was in the 8th grade when I had my first real encounter with sleep problems. Night after night, I struggled to go to sleep. And even when I did, I would wake up a few short hours later thinking I had never slept at all. Then I'd toss and turn in exasperation for the rest of the night, ceaselessly wrestling with the invisible monster that barred me from entering the dreamland I so craved. Thankfully, that bout of insomnia lasted only for a few short months, but it would not be the last time I feel the wrath of sleeplessness. Over the years, I've had countless episodes of insomnia, some mild and short-lived, others more severe and stubborn. The worst one struck during those months after I was first diagnosed with cancer. But there is a silver lining here. After so many nights of tossing and turning, I've learned a thing or two about sleep and what it takes to have a good one. And as a result, I haven't had insomnia. In fact, I've been having some of the best sleep I've ever had for a long time now. So what's my secret to a good night's sleep? Well, it starts with having a relaxing bedtime routine. The benefits of having a relaxing bedtime routine. What is a bedtime routine? In a nutshell, it's a series of activities you do before bed. The purpose of these activities is to calm you down and get you ready for sleep. But why do we even need a bedtime routine? As much as we glorify spontaneity, humans need structure and consistency. Research has shown that routines are not only important for a child's development, but they also play a critical role in our health and well-being throughout our lives. And when we have structure in our daily lives, we feel a greater sense of predictability and control. This, in turn, reduces anxiety and stress. From my own personal perspective, a relaxing bedtime routine not only prepares my body and mind for optimal sleep, but also gives me a reassuring sense of comfort. But too many of us either don't have a bedtime routine or engage in the wrong activities before bed. We do things that, instead of winding us down for a good night's sleep, have the opposite effect on us. What not to do before bed? Are you doing one or more of the following things before bed? Beware, these activities will rob you of a good night's rest. 1. Checking emails or social media. I can't count the number of times I've had to delay sleep just to respond to an quote-unquote urgent email, or check out another funny cat video someone posted. Sound familiar? It's a well-known fact that technology disrupts our sleeping pattern. 2. Eat a big meal. Sure, eating a hamburger or my vice, noodles, before bed feels satisfying in that moment, but you may end up paying for it with acid reflux or a horrible night's sleep. 3. Exercise. Getting your heart rate up is something you should do regularly if you want a healthy body and mind. It just may not be best right before bed. 4. Drink lots of fluids. Frequent bathroom trips during the night are no fun. 5. Plan your next day. I got that client meeting in the morning, then have to pick up the dry cleaning at lunch. Oh, I'm almost out of soap. Oh, and do I need more spaghetti while I'm at it? Once you go down this rabbit hole, good luck shutting your mind off. Now that you've heard what activities you should keep out of your bedtime routine, I'm going to give you my list of the best relaxing things to do before bed for a good night's sleep. 10 relaxing bedtime activities to ensure a good night's sleep. 1. A warm foot bath. Foot baths are extremely popular among the Japanese and Chinese. Both cultures believe that the root of our health starts with our feet. Just ask any grandma with close ties to Eastern traditions what's her secret to a good night's sleep, and she'll for sure point you in the direction of the basin she uses for her nightly foot baths. After trying it for myself, I can see why the humble foot bath has such a revered status in these ancient cultures. Not only does it help you unwind, but it also does wonders for tired, achy feet. All you need is 10 to 15 minutes every night and a basin deep enough to soak both your feet. 2. Deep breathing. High blood pressure, anxiety, and stress are some of the biggest causes of insomnia. The good news is, there's one thing we can all do to combat all three of them at once. Breathing. Not those shallow, quick, almost indiscernible breaths almost all of us are guilty of taking when we're stuck in traffic, typing away at our desks, or standing in line at the grocery store. You know, the type of breathing that you put zero effort or thought into? No, I'm talking about deep, slow, and conscious breathing. Deep breathing that involves not just our chest, but our belly, which is also known as diaphragmatic breathing. This type of breathing has been shown to be effective in lowering our heartbeat and stabilizing our blood pressure, all of which help improve our sleep quality. In my opinion, deep breathing is the best thing you can do to calm down at any time, not just before sleep. If you've only got time to do one relaxing activity before bed, make it deep breathing. And here's a simple breathing exercise I like to do for a few minutes every night in bed. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Relax Before Bed and Prepare for a Good Night's Sleep by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now remember, the term insomnia can mean different things. It can mean difficulty falling asleep or difficulty staying asleep or both. Now when it comes to difficulty falling asleep, I absolutely loved all of the tips today's author Sabrina shared with us. And to further this point, I shared a tip about falling asleep a couple of weeks ago. I happened to be listening to Dr. Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. Dr. Frankl was a psychologist who was credited with coining the term tragic optimism. Anywho, in the book, he described a potential treatment when someone has difficulty falling asleep. He said that instead of focusing all of your attention on trying to fall asleep, refocus your attention on trying to stay awake. In his experiences, Dr. Frankl found that once you free your mind of that burden and that pressure to fall asleep, it will actually make it much more likely for you to catch those Z's by trying to stay awake. You've sort of accepted the situation that, you know what, I'm not falling asleep right now, so let's do the opposite and see what happens. By doing the opposite, and again, freeing your mind of that burden, you're more likely to actually fall asleep. Give it a try and see what happens. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.